January 11th, 1974. Magliore called him at 1:15 in the afternoon.
Okay, he said. We'll do business, you and I. It's going to cost you $9,000. I don't suppose that changes your mind.
In cash?
What do you mean in cash? Do you think I'm going to take a personal check?
Okay, sorry.
You'll be at the Revel Lanes Bolodrome tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. You know where that is?
Yes, out on Route 7, just past the Skyview Shopping Mall.
That's right. There'll be two guys on Lane 16 wearing green shirts with Marlin Avenue Firestone on the back in gold thread. You join them. One of them will explain everything you need to know. That'll be while you're bowling. You bowl 2 or 3 strings, then you go outside and drive down the road to the Town Line Tavern. You know where that is?
No.
Just go west on 7. It's about 2 miles from the bowling alley on the same side. Park in back. My friends will park beside you. They'll be driving a Dodge Custom Cab pickup. Blue. They'll transfer a crate from their truck to your wagon. You give them an envelope. I must be crazy, you know that? Out of my gourd. I'll probably go up for this. Then I'll have a nice long time to wonder why the fuck I did it.
I'd like to talk to you next week, personally.
No, absolutely not. I ain't your father confessor. I never want to see you again, not even to talk to you. To tell you the truth, does I don't even want to read about you in the paper.
It's a simple investment matter. Magliore paused.
No,
he said finally. This is something no one can ever touch you on, he told Magliore. I want to set up a trust fund for someone.
Your wife?
No.
You stop by Tuesday, Magliore said at last. Maybe I'll see you, or maybe I'll have better sense.
He hung up. Back in the living room, he thought of Olivia and of living. The two seemed constantly bound up together. He thought of going away. He thought of Charlie, and he could hardly remember Charlie's face anymore, except in snapshot fashion. How could this be possibly happening, then? With sudden resolution, he got up, went to the phone, and turned to travel in the yellow pages. He dialed a number, but when a friendly female voice on the other end said, "Arnold Travel Agency, how may we help you?" he hung up and stepped quickly away from the phone, rubbing his hands together.